the whole thing is a complete debacle, because we ended up with one company, Granahan McCourt, the only consortium left. But it would seem to say that people are very concerned about this and about the costs involved. I don't wonder at anything when it comes to state projects, because there doesn't seem to be proper oversight on any of them. Now, to come back to what's going to happen in this one, I don't think that people in rural areas can wait another 5 years. It seems it's going to be a huge contribution of government resources and taxpayers' money to bring this service. It wasn't, obviously wasn't done properly. But the question we have to ask ourselves now at this stage is, can people in rural areas afford to wait another 5 years? Now, I don't see why it's going to take 5 years if they wanted an external company to examine this and see, for example, can the ESB or can somebody else, can AIR, can they deliver it? I think if there was a possibility of an outside external examination that could be done very quickly, then perhaps it would be worth it for the taxpayer. If it's going to drag on for 5 years, certainly the people in the rural areas cannot wait that long.